540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Former State Attorney General Brad Schimmel is now the interim U.S. Attorney for Eastern Wisconsin after being sworn in yesterday. Schimmel was endorsed by Trump in his recent Supreme Court race but lost. His appointment bypasses Wisconsin's usual bipartisan candidate selection process. Schimmel says he looks forward to supporting his team and doing great work for the people of the district, which includes Milwaukee. Two weren't able to walk away. One was shot attempting to run. Wauwatosa police are investigating a shooting tied to a poker game at the Reserve Apartments last week. Two men were shot and a third was injured while fleeing the scene early Wednesday morning. Officers say it was a targeted incident at a known site for illegal gambling. No arrests have been made as of yet, and police are searching for those involved. Anyone with information is asked to call Wauwatosa police. A 9-year-old girl was hit in a crosswalk last month in Cudahy, and the driver didn't stop. This week, police charged an 89-year-old woman in the incident. Darlene Adam of Milwaukee is facing a charge of hit-and-run causing injury. She was found 2 blocks away from the scene at a hospital, saying that she thought she hit a rock or a construction barrel. The girl had a concussion but went back to school. Adam has no criminal history and is not in custody. Her first court date is about a month away. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. If you're looking for a way to give back, Milwaukee leaders kicked off their big holiday drive yesterday. County Executive David Crawley, Mayor Cavalier Johnson, and the Brewers Community Foundation want people to donate new personal care items and winter gear to help families impacted by house fires. Everything collected will go to the American Red Cross of Wisconsin. The drive runs through December 8th, and you can donate at more than a dozen places across the county, including the courthouse, the county admin building, and the Milwaukee County Libraries. Organizers say even a small donation can mean a lot for someone who needs it. Democrats have launched a major ad campaign against Congressman Brian Stile. The 7-figure ad buy focuses on his votes on tariffs. The campaign from Opportunity Wisconsin features a Kenosha firefighter who says feeding his family has become too expensive. The ads will run throughout the district on TV and digital platforms during the primary season. On the Democratic side, running for the 1st District, there are 5 candidates: Randy Bryce, Mitchell Berman, Miguel Aranda, Enrique Cassiano, and Gage Stills. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Giannis with an injury. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' Giannis Antetokounmpo had to leave last night's game in the first half after apparently suffering a groin injury. The Bucks went on to lose 118-106 to the Cavaliers. Head coach Doc Rivers asked, how bad did Giannis look in the locker room?
Didn't look great, I can tell you that.
He'll now undergo an MRI. College hoops, the Badgers with a win over Southern Illinois at Edwardsville, 94-69. Wisconsin now ranked 23rd. NFL, Packers running back Josh Jacobs suffering a contusion to his left knee against the Giants, but Matt LaFleur says he's confident in running backs Emmanuel Wilson and Chris Brooks, especially when it comes to pass protection.
That's one thing you can always count on, Chris Brooks, man. That guy is going to do his job. I know he only had the one carry, but I thought he did a nice job on that carry as well, just hitting the hole with some authority. And then Emmanuel, both those guys, you know, have called upon. I have confidence that they're going to get the job done.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy with rain likely for a pretty good chunk of the day here today. Our high in the upper 30s this afternoon. The wind east at about 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the 30s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp now 37.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.